There are several of you in here that aren't going to want to hear what I'm going to say right now. Especially me.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Harry's left. He's left. What's the count?
We can't take
a break.
You got some time on Saturday night?
Is there any coffee?
No,
no coffee. Somebody make some.
Okay. Don't make any coffee. Just come back in.
Like I said, don't make.
I've said what I want to say to two different group, two different people, or two different sets of people. And interesting things result from it. The question that has plagued us and the human race, for that matter, is what constitutes marriage? And what is marriage, and what's the purpose of marriage? Again, for most of you, several of you, have been married for a long time, and you've got up to four children. And the women in the relationship are still virgins. From God's standpoint. And from God's standpoint, you've never been married. Doesn't matter how many. On the one level, you've never been married. God requires in marriage that the hymen be broken. Now the hymen doesn't matter. We're not warring against flesh and blood anymore. So it isn't the hymen within the vagina. It's the hymen that separates soul and spirit. And in marriage, that soul and spirit are penetrated, and they become one. And become one flesh. And no man ever yet hated his own flesh. And in that context, then, the marriage function is to serve as an example for the body, that we might more clearly see the mystery of God. That's its only function. It's not to have kids. It's not to get laid. It's not to have somebody to snuggle with. All those are, you know, they're sort of secondary benefits. The function of a marriage is to reveal the mystery of God. Now, the problems with regard to members in the body of Christ come when a certain thing begins to happen. You can get by with it for a long time until you hear the words I'm going to tell you tonight. Once you fornicate, after what I'm going to tell you tonight, you're married. And if you decide to break up, or you decide to fornicate with someone else, it will require a divorce. And the divorce won't be just from one another. You will be divorced from this body. When you have sexual intercourse in knowledge, you're married. Doesn't matter whether you get before a judge or get Gary to marry you, or And it doesn't matter whether or not, well, we've just grown apart. No, you didn't. You either are married or you're divorced. And if you're divorced, you can't, you lose. You lose everything. Are you getting a little inkling of what I'm trying to tell you? God's, do you realize that God could have made us look like, you know, a cup, or we could have, every part down to the smallest detail of a male and a female is designed to show forth the mystery of God. That's the reason. And as we see the mystery, we become like the mystery, for we shall see him as he is. In body, i.e. in here, now, as we are speaking, there is no male nor female, and nobody's married. The moment you leave body and go to the world, you're either single or married. You can't be going together. You're either betrothed, if you're going together without fornication, you're betrothed. If there's penetration, if there's fornication, you're married in God's eyes, because the two are one flesh. In knowledge, it's much more so, because now you could, it doesn't matter, all you've done, the rest of, all, it doesn't matter, you could, believe it or not, I'm a virgin. But if I ever have relationships with one of you, after knowledge, I'm married to you.
Forever.
Okay, wait a minute. So, you're saying with one of us, but if you have relationships with somebody else, are you?
No.
Why?
Then I'm a fool.
Well, are you fornicating? Are you jacking off? Are you masturbating? What are you doing?
Well, you're fornicating. What?
You just said something I hadn't heard before. I think what you said was if you're going together without fornicating, you're betrothed. What does that mean? What is going together and what is betrothed?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, it just came out.
Intending to marry.
What does going together mean to you?
Betrothed means something.
The only reason you date, the only reason you're with someone is because you see them as a potential marriage partner. If you don't, you're being unfair to them and wasting their time. I don't care. I don't care about all this other shit. Now, we have to deal with a situation, with several situations that exist in the body. What do you all think marriage means? I mean, you must know by now that it doesn't mean what the world thinks it means.
Two incomes.
Two incomes.
That's our
elder. That's a good duck.
That's good. Yeah. I like that one.
I know
roommates.
Yeah. Or in most of our cases,
income.
Or
paycheck.
Two with no income.
Yeah. Taking showers together and sitting in water.
Well,
one of us a negative.
Marriage, the reason God made us male and female is because that's the instrument by which the revelation is made known. The reason that we have sexuality is because that's the instrument which is the driving force in the revelation. And the reason there's marriage is to show the purpose of time and space. Now, you can get by with playing games, and the child plays all kinds of games. Children, you know, I'll show you mine if you show me yours. But there can't be penetration until the child reaches an age appointed of the father. Well, just in the spirit, there can't be penetration until you've reached the age. And if you're hearing this, you've reached the age. And the penetration has occurred, or will occur if you try it again after tonight. And you, by definition, will be married. Married forever. unless there's divorce. Divorce in the Greek is the word in the Hebrew which means cut off. It doesn't mean that you stop being together. It means that you are cut off from that body.
Both people?
No. One. At least one, maybe both.
I guess the picture is like the bride. If Jesus would ever divorce the bride, it would be definitely into Gehenna type of oblivion, just an existence.
It's not just a separate existence. Yeah. And that's the picture. Now, if you don't understand what I'm saying, speak it.
Are you saying the divorce, then one person is just automatically in a scrap heap, is that it?
Or both. It's not our job to judge whether it's a scrap heap or not, but it's not, you cannot possibly continue in this body. I mean, unless there's a miracle. I mean, I'm not sure you can, God can do anything he wants to. But under, by everything that I know by revelation, you can't continue in the body.
And it wouldn't be anybody saying you can, it's just...
No, it's, I'm not saying you can't, forget me. You can't, but it does, it just doesn't.
Because of what's happening in the spirit and fulfilling the type.
Right.
It's not a game. It's, this
it's because
is real.
Of the knowledge.
It's because of the knowledge.
Because of the knowledge.
Because when two people, like, what is this, the spiritual penetration and, you know, becoming married?
It's becoming one spirit.
You're one spirit. You are down for the other person for all time.
For all time.
For everything you know about.
Amen.
There it is.
Amen. Just as you are when you say, just as we do when you say, Father, I present myself to you, the living sacrifice.
And if you're not ready to do that with somebody, you don't do it.
Right.
Because you see what it is, right?
Because in knowledge now, now, by the same token, I want you to hear this and hear it clearly. By the same token, the blood of Christ is poured out over every one of you, and there's exactly no past right now.
So we have to decide, all of us tonight, whether we're going to have...
There's no past. You don't have to decide anything. You live on the impulse you're in. There's no past right now. But I want you to know what you're about from now on. And I'm not giving you rules. I'm giving you what is. What?
What is this?
What ours is.
What do you suggest for a man that has two eyes?
Nobody.
He doesn't. Nobody has. I'm not saying, you know, obviously it has to do with, there is no relationship. Because it was done without knowledge. Without the law, there's no knowledge. And so therefore transgressions aren't imputed without the law, without the understanding. Do you understand what I'm telling you, Jim, about?
I have a question / concern. now, Barbara and I have heard, we heard this a couple months ago from you, so this isn't new information to us, to me. And, the thing about fornication, that's fine. I see that. I understand that. That's fine. I don't want to do that. But I heard something new tonight that does concern me. It's this thing about going to.
Well, that's just, don't worry about it. I'm just saying that
but
you're leading somebody on. You're causing them, you're not being fair to them.
Well, what, here's where I'm at.
And let me preface it. The only relationship in the Jewish system of thought was either abstinence, separation, betrothal. And the only ones you were betrothed to or looking interest were the ones that were potentially marriage. If you're not, you're wasting that person's time.
There was no casual
dating. There's no casual dating.
Well, it was arranged.
Well, some of them were. Not all of them were. It's only arranged in the wealthier, successful families.
Involved a bunch of cash.
Barbara and I were talking about this the other night at dinner. We spend a large amount of time together. I thoroughly enjoy spending time with Barbara, being with Barbara. I enjoy working with Barbara. I enjoy talking with Barbara. I enjoy doing all kinds of things with Barbara. I don't want to stop doing that. But I don't want to get married either.
But all I'm saying to you is don't put out to either Barbara or you or anybody. Make it clear. Be clear in everything that's in you at any given moment.
Okay, so it's not some kind of con. It's not.
Nope,
not
don't con. Kind of... Don't con anybody. Just speak it.
I have the same feelings about Barbara.
I do too.
That doesn't mean anything. So
okay.
So.
You know, but again,
yeah, Barbara and I are living
the fear, the only reason that most of us get weirded out at this kind of stuff is because of fear, because of past scripts. Right? So they don't have any power over you. Those scripts were destroyed. Amen? Now, I'm not justifying anything or not justifying. I'm just telling you what the situation is, what it means, what marriage means, why God designed us like we are, why God designed us with the desires we have. It's all to push us. It's the driving force to push us into the revelation of Christ. That's not a law. Don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you should or you shouldn't. I don't give a flip what you do or don't do. I'm just... I mean, this is an optional stuff. It's what is.
So, are you saying we can't be truly married if we're still a child in the spirit, or just?
No, I'm saying you can't. I'm saying once you understand what fornication is in knowledge, and you attempt it, then the only way to separate is by divorce because you're married.
It has to do with the body.
And it has to do with the body, not with you. I don't give a flip what you do if you leave. It's not my job. I don't care. I don't care what to tell anybody or not to tell anybody. I'm saying that the function of a relationship, the reason there's males and females, is to reveal a mystery.
So are you saying in body there's no such thing as fornication, there's just marriage?
That's right.
It seems to be encouraging people who aren't married, though, to go out and, you know, fuck around in the world.
Oh, no.
But as long as we don't do it in here, it's okay.
No. It has nothing to do with it.
Well, you said it was foolish. I think what's the deal is when people know what's going on, you know, it makes it, you know, X amount of more intensity of weirdness. You know, because, you know, just like when you know, then you're tromping on what you know rather than...
What is it to go outside the body and do it with someone who has no knowledge of what marriage is, who has no knowledge of what the body is?
If nothing else, it's nothing less than evidence that you left your first love and that you're seeking after the world. I mean, and if you find yourself in that point, then you better pray the fear of God comes upon you that you're no longer led away by that. At least I would think that. Because if you find yourself out chasing in the world and you come to that realization, then you know, you're already so far out there, you know, that maybe tears will never be enough to bring you back in to fellowship. I don't think that there's anything not
well,
serious.
Well,
about
but
that.
Again, let's understand. It sounds the reason that this is so important in body is because of the function of marriage in body. It's the revelator. The purpose is to reveal the mystery. Now, the Hosea defines fornication as going outside or away from God to meet any of your needs. Okay, let's take a break.
Well, wait a minute. Are you leading up to something, or have you already said it?
If you were single, you'd know the answer to that question. He's already said it. We're talking hydrogen bomb.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's hydrogen bomb for everybody.
Yeah.
Did you know that Solomon? No.
Yeah, many concubines.
900.
900.
700 wives.
That's the wages.
Wives.
No,
wait, the wages
of sin
is death.
Does that mean that he only slept with 700?
He was the wisest man that ever lived. Now, what does that mean? What was the difference between a concubine
and a concubine?
That was in his concubine period.
That's fine.
Yeah.
What I want to do, because I want you to feel what I said tonight and emotionalize it, is I want us to do the outcome of our communion tonight.
I thought you were going to assign us marriage partners.
We like the movies, and we all go, Bunzai!
Wait, we're not going to use
a common cup, are we?
I want you to try to hear that. I mean, it's so easy to hear what I said tonight as something you should or shouldn't do. But if you hear it that way, it'll be leaven.
Yeah. That's what I was hearing about the doctor.
More than anything else you've said, for me, with what we talked about tonight, it really is an example of, I don't care what you do or don't do, I just want you to know what you're doing.
Right. As in every other arena, God is his own power.
Amen.
Our position is abandonment of self. God, then, is his own power. As we turn from self, I mean, and there's arenas that no one has the right to judge anyone because of your own problems. And so the arena of God being his own strength is either true or we're deceiving ourselves. Okay? Now, again, what I said earlier when somebody was kidding, they say, does that mean all of the married people here are not married anymore? Well, it always means that. That's the risk, just as it's the risk in faith, in believing, that it's always... It's always and ever a risk. John had a situation where there was some woman was frigid, and somebody he was talking to, and a married couple, and he said, "What does that mean?" And I said, "Frigidity is just a type of the normal church because it reveals the head, the husband, hasn't taken risks." And so the wife has become formalized. I don't know if you might think about it, but if you're a husband, you're a risk taker because you're walking on the knife edge of spirit and flesh. And you can never say to your wife, "You have to do this because you're my wife." The moment you've done that, she's no longer your wife. In other words, if you ever have to use your authority, you don't have it. You understand? Mm-hmm. Now that's the walk of the knife edge of soul and spirit. Now, in this process, what we are about to do, first of all, in with regard to the bread, that means you're not going to, what I said earlier to Denise and Harry and what's his name, is that God is our only sustenance. We only look to him. And it's true with regard to the marriage. I mean, the wife cannot look to the husband for support. You can't eat his flesh. Nor can the husband get his identity from the wife. This is your only identity.
Amen.
It's coming from the Father. And in that, you will be married. Amen?
Amen.
And by these stripes you are healed, and every need is met, and every desire is fulfilled. For your maker is your husband.
Yeah, what is this?
Isaiah 40 something or other.
I need to say something that, you know, it's like tonight we've seen the consequences, what marriage is, the consequences of fornication in the body. But I feel like we've all kind of spouted out a few little suggestions or perhaps of what fornication with the world is. And, you know, I want to be able to see that as clearly, because, you know, I want to see what I'm doing with, you know, with that.
No, I agree that and that's why I say we can't. I mean, don't judge anybody, because as you see, you will be like it. And the seeing is what, the only time you know you're wrong is when you're taking a stand. Now we're walking in faith, as Him is our only sustenance, and at the proper time He will reveal it, and as we see it, we shall be like it. Amen?
Yeah. Yeah. I just got a picture in response to what you said of like you're in the world, but you're not of the world. Mm-hmm. And it's like I might be in the room with someone, but we're not having sex. And there is a big difference. And that's what fornication in the world is. You're all around doing all kinds of stuff. But if you're having sex in the world after tonight, I think you'll feel it. And what it is you're giving yourself to that system and taking from it.
Right.
And you're doing this.
You can sure feel like that when you're courting the world.
And it's like, again, you remember, in the same
flirting,
in the same arena, we use the world, but don't abuse it. In the word use, it's like a hammer. It's accomplishing. The only purpose of the world is to edify the bride. But you don't abuse it. You don't give it any breath.
Amen.
And as we move through in knowledge and revelation, all of the things that we're tempted to worry about and or be concerned about, or I mean, as we see, they drop away. The chaff falls away. And the instrument by which the chaff falls away is seeing Jesus.
Yeah, I've got one more thing. After we had a meeting with Wolfgang this morning about this separation, and afterwards it was, you know, I mean, this stark reality of all this money and debt and all that. And, you know, I'm feeling this, you know, and I'm driving to work, and all of a sudden I realized that this is the testing ground.
Amen.
It's like the Nevada test site, you know, that's where they test bombs, you know, and that's all that was happening, is a test site.
Yeah, experience. It's all set up to test faith, you know, and
yeah.
Okay, here's the situation. And then
yeah.
But the test of
really goes off.
The faith, the you don't win by doing anything in the world, you win by seeing Jesus.
Amen.
Well, I think what I'm saying is that, you know, we've seen the consequences of this in the body, and it seems like, you know, the consequences of fornicating with the world is more than looking foolish, or more than being foolish.
Oh, yeah.
It's against the body.
And so that's what I don't see.
Well, nor do I, nor do any of us, because if we saw it, we couldn't have existed. Again, in God's grace, He's revealed at the time appointed to the Father. Amen? But so, when you drink this, I mean, eat this, recognize that if you've been gaining, I mean, and some of you gained sustenance from me, you got to quit doing that. I mean, you gain sustenance from your jobs or your identities in some other way, or your husbands or your wives or something. This is your only sustenance.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The same night in which He was betrayed, He took the bread and He blessed it and said, "Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who bringeth forth bread from the earth, who bringeth forth the bread of life from this earthen vessel. By these stripes you are healed, and by this you are sustained fully and completely." And He said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Until you eat this with knowledge, you can't really be married anyway. I mean, the idyllic, because you're trying to gain sustenance, you don't think you're complete.
That's what you were saying when you say, you know, some of us have never been married because right. we've never been able to experience that breakthrough
into
of
the
laying
spirit.
Totally or everything that's in us down.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. That's what I was feeling about in regards to that to be married. I could never have a private world again.
Yeah.
Now the blood, the wine. First thing the wine does. I need it more than anything.
I was going to say.
You drink that all the time. Drink all the six months.
First thing is that from this moment forward, when this touches your lips, your past, your sins, your mistakes, your screw-ups, your everything is gone as far as the east is from the west.
Amen. Because of the Amen. Cross.
Amen?
Amen?
And all of your attempts, your secret little unconscious ways of trying to make yourself worthy by putting somebody else down, or make yourself worthy by these little secret little things you say to get it in there that you said the thing to make somebody notice you, they're all no longer necessary. Because by this you are worthy, and you are more worthy than anything in the universe. And you don't need anyone.
Amen.
Now for the first time, if you don't need them, then you can be married to them. Okay? So when you drink this, it means all husbands have to start wooing their wives, or whatever the hell that word is.
Woo woo! Woo!
Yo, baby.
Courting.
Yo, baby.
But more importantly, there's no past, and you can't judge each other on the basis of past actions. Amen?
Amen.
He took the cup, and he gave thanks, and he said, Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who createst the fruit of the vine. And as that fruit of the vine is created, there's a new identity. There's the individual grapes don't have the identity.
Right.
To life.
Ready.
To life.
Take it, big guy.
Oh,
okay, we're done. Goodbye.
Wash the dishes.
Wash the dishes.
What I did? Wash the dishes.